How's it going so far?
It's going good. You know, my second NFL practice today. Just having a lot of fun out there and, you know, getting used to things.
How do you deal with the information overload, Michael, without, you know, it overwhelming you, but at the same time, letting it soak in?
Yeah, it's a lot of studying. You know, at night, you got to manage your time really well. You know, study a lot and get in those playbooks.
What out there is OpenAI so far, you know, as opposed to college, or is that going to come when the rest of the guys get here?
I think the speed, it's going to speed up a lot more when the rest of the guys get here, but I feel like the SEC prepared me for the speed that I'm seeing right now, and, you know, everything's pretty normal to me.
How does your game translate from college to the pros?
Well, you know, in college I played a lot of different positions. I played fullback, I played wide receiver, and then I go inline tight end. And the Raiders are doing the same thing with me here and moving me all around. And I'm having a lot of fun doing the versatile stuff that I always do.
For the last couple of days, has there been anything about your game that you feel like they wanted you to improve on specifically?
You know, I have a lot of areas I feel like I need to improve on. I should improve on my blocking, my route running and things like that. But what I'm bringing to the table is some good stuff. I'm running really good routes and I'm catching the ball really well.
How much does it help? You got another rookie tight end and Nick Casa coming in at the same time. You guys able to bounce stuff off each other and help each other out?
Yeah, it's really cool because, you know, I'm not the only one lost out there. You know, there's two guys that are trying to figure things out and we both help each other and it's real fun.
Sure, it was a lifelong dream to be in the NFL. Did it hit you in draft day or hit you this weekend when you came out here, when you flew out here? Has it hit you yet? What's going on in your life?
Yeah, it hit me when my feet started hurting out there on the field. It's hitting me now. But, you know, I'm really proud to accomplish these goals, and, you know, I'm just going to continue to strive hard to accomplish them.
What was it like getting a call, you know, about the cops coming to your house and you end up taking a photo with them?
Yeah, it was pretty funny because they had came down the side of the house, all four LAPD, and, you know, they didn't know what was going on. And then, well, I got drafted. And then a couple of them were Raider fans, so it was real cool.
Well, now you're not the only famous one in the family. What's your sister think?
Yeah, my older sister Naya, she loves it, and she's ready to come to all the home games, so she's ready.
Can you sing and dance too?
No, I leave that all up to her. You guys don't want to hear that.
Does Tyler Wilson throw a pretty hard ball? It seemed like he was really like slinging it.
Yeah, Tyler Wilson, he's got a real accurate ball, and yeah, he slings it in there.
Did you play against him in college? Do you remember him much from school?
Yeah, we played Arkansas once, and it wasn't a pretty game for us. Tyler Wilson kind of kicked our butt, but I'm glad he's on my team now.
Coach was also talking about his leadership in the huddle. Is that something you already picked up after 2 days with him?
Yeah, that's one thing. You know, he demands your attention, and, you know, he demands that you get the play right and stuff, which is really good for a quarterback.